Hi, this is Robin, and with lesson number 9, I see nothing as it is now. The Course is continuing to teach us that everything we see with our eyes is a projection from a series of our past thoughts. So whatever you're facing today in the form of a challenge, it might be in your relationship, it might be financial, it might concern your health, it might involve all three of those things. Whatever it is, we can take a moment now and see it in front of you, sort of all of it together, and remember today's idea. I see nothing as it is now. That means in the present moment, because what you are looking at is the result of your past thoughts. So here's our opportunity to take that challenge, to remember why you're looking at it. You are looking at the effect of your past thoughts. In the Course, in the text, it calls this a consequence of a misperception. It is a causeless cause. So today, if we could remember that what we are facing, what we are looking at, has no basis in what is true. The truth is that God wills that you have everything. The truth is that God wills your happiness. And because the Creator created us, we are the effect of that creation. It's as though we are a ray of sun to the sun. And if you think of this, that a ray of sun could never be anything other than a ray of sun. Because the source, being the sun, is that which is extending the ray of sun outward. Except for, we, as the ray of the sun, have this wonderful ability to decide against ourselves. You are the light of God. You are the light of the world. And if you don't realize the happiness, the joy, the abundance, the health, and the peace that God wills for you, all it means is that you have somewhere in your mind decided against it. We'll get into much more discussion about how that happened and why that would happen, but today let's just acknowledge that it did happen. However, it does not do anything but delay your happiness. So let's get back to our happiness by leaving a space today so that what we see in front of us in the form of a challenge could be reinterpreted by the Holy Spirit, that our mind could be healed of all errors, and we can get back to the happiness that is God's will for us.